IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe has teamed up with the American Red Cross for the Race to Save Lives blood drive on Belle Isle. Hinchcliffe knows firsthand the importance of having blood available.
Well, what happened to me was, you know, an accident at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway back in 2015, and I was injured after my car hit the wall, and a piece of the suspension of the car actually pierced my body, and I was losing blood at a pretty phenomenal rate. And, you know, after I recovered, they told me how, you know, blood was a huge part of what saved me, having blood on hand, and that I needed 22 units of blood to survive. And, you know, my body only holds, you know, 10 or 11. So I was almost losing it as fast as they could put it in me. And from that experience, learned a lot about the need for blood and the use of blood in hospitals and the massive shortage that we often face in this country. And knowing that had there been a shortage in Indiana on that day, you know, that might have been a different outcome for me. And so from that point forward, it was always a mission of mine to really just start with awareness and help educate people on the need for it and how dire the situation sometimes is. And it sort of grew into a series of going out and doing our own blood drives. And we started in 2016, and we have started adding to the calendar. It was just one in 2016 at the Indianapolis. And I think we actually have 8 different drives planned so far this year at different IndyCar races throughout the calendar. So we've come off an incredibly successful drive at Indianapolis over the month of May. And we're very excited that the promoters here at Detroit wanted to get involved and host a blood drive here as well.
And right now, nationally, there is a big shortage, especially for type O negative. What would you tell people to encourage them to come on out?
We're doing this drive tomorrow. It's from 11 to 5 at the track. You can make an appointment by going to redcrossblood.org and type in the code Grand Prix. And you either get a ticket for the race Saturday or the race Sunday if you come out and donate. So there's something to it for you. There's something in it for you on top of the fact that you're literally helping save lives. You know, every single donation, the parts of the blood can be separated into blood cells, into plasma. And, you know, even just one donation can help save up to 3 different lives. And it takes very little time, and that's really all it does. It doesn't hurt. There's no side effects. There's no after effects. It really is just a few moments of your time, and you can quite literally help save a life. And like I said, the promoters here at the Detroit Grand Prix were kind enough to throw in some free tickets. So if you want to come check out the race but don't have a ticket to the show, this is a really easy way to come do it, and you're doing it for a good cause.
Let's switch gears for a minute, no pun intended. But what do you like about racing here on Belle Isle?
You know, this is one of the most challenging street circuits that we come to. It's got a really cool variation in corners. You know, the turn 1-2 complex is incredibly fast. The turn 7-8-9 complex, incredibly tight. It's got a little bit of everything. There's even a little bit of elevation, which you very rarely see in a street circuit. So for us, it's a unique challenge. And then, you know, obviously, it's a pretty unique format over the weekend with the doubleheader, the duel. So for us, it's a huge challenge physically and mentally for the teams, you know, for the equipment, and especially coming right off, you know, the grueling stretch that is the month of May for us. This is one of the biggest challenges of the year.
Anything about Detroit that you especially like when you come here, restaurants, things to do, or maybe you don't have much time?
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't get a ton of time. I mean, I stay in a motorhome at the racetrack, and we sort of live and breathe the race while we're here for the weekend. But, you know, I love coming here because being from Toronto, there's always a huge Canadian contingent, and it's nice being close to home. It's nice being able to get Tim Hortons in the morning. It's some things that you miss when you're in other parts of the country, for sure.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me, and good luck to you this weekend.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.